Good afternoon. For WRCO News, I'm Bo Hendricks. Governor Tony Evers, together with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources in celebration of Earth Day, Arbor Day, and Forest Appreciation Week, on Tuesday released Wisconsin's Trillion Trees Pledge 2025 annual report. The report shows that Wisconsin planted nearly 12 million trees and conserved more than 7,800 acres of forest land in the state in 2025 as part of Wisconsin's Trillion Trees Pledge, bringing the total number of trees planted since 2021 to over 54 million trees in just the first 5 years. On Earth Day 2021, Governor Evers signed Executive Order 112, joining the pledge and committing to plant 75 million new trees and conserve 125,000 acres of forest in Wisconsin by the end of 2030. On Earth Day in 2024, Governor Evers signed Executive Order 221, increasing the state's tree planting goal to 100 million trees by the end of 2030. In just the fifth year of the state's Trillion Trees Pledge, Wisconsin has already achieved over half, nearly 55% of its tree planting goal, and almost 68% of its forest conservation goal. Wisconsin's pledge is in collaboration with public, private, and non-governmental partners and focuses on planting, managing, and conserving forest and trees in both rural and urban areas throughout the state. According to Wisconsin's Trillion Trees Pledge 2025 annual report, of the nearly 12 million trees planted in 2025, the DNR supplied over 4.5 million of the seedlings planted, including nearly 2.3 million that were planted on private lands, nearly 1.7 million that were planted on DNR, federal, tribal, and other public lands, over 544,000 that were planted in county forests, and over 25,000 that were planted in school and community forests, over 56,000 that were given to students last Arbor Day through the Arbor Day Free Seedlings for Fourth Graders program. More information about the Trillion Trees Pledge, Wisconsin's tree planting map, and the list of partners, as well as the full report of 2025 accomplishments, is available on the DNR's website. State Representative Travis Tranel joined Congressman Tom Tiffany, candidate for governor, on Saturday, April 18th, for a full-day tour across southwest Wisconsin, visiting communities in Grant, Lafayette, and Iowa counties. Six stops throughout the day highlighted key issues facing the region, including manufacturing, healthcare, agriculture, and local decision-making. The tour included a visit to the A.Y. McDonald Foundry Project, a stop at Southwest Health in Platteville, and attendance at the Grant County GOP Lincoln Day Dinner, where Congressman Tiffany addressed a large crowd. Time was also spent at UW Platteville, where Representative Tranel and Congressman Tiffany met with students, administrators, and staff at both the engineering building and Pioneer Farm to discuss education, innovation, and the future of agriculture in Wisconsin. The day concluded in Mineral Point, where a community conversation attended by hundreds of residents from across the region focused on a proposed industrial wind project and Senate Bill 3. Legislation aimed at restoring local control in the sitting process. Attendees shared their perspectives on the protecting farmland and ensuring a strong local voice in major industrial wind and solar development decisions. Representative Tranel thanked residents, local leaders, and businesses for taking time to engage throughout the day, emphasizing that these conversations are critical to shaping policies that reflect the needs and priorities of Southwest Wisconsin. Wisconsin Department of Transportation Secretary Christina Boardman joined the Wisconsin State Patrol and a contractor representative on Monday to urge people to drive safely in work zones this construction season. Each year, more than 2,000 crashes happen in Wisconsin work zones, putting workers' and motorists' lives at risk. At the news conference, Vinton Construction Safety Director Chad Haydick reflected on how he strives to make sure employees get home after a day or night of work. He stated that it's not just a policy, but a promise. Haydick urged drivers to see more than a vest, see a person. Ways motorists can improve work zone safety include drive safely, be courteous, avoid distractions, and follow posted speed limits. Leave the phone alone. Texting while driving is illegal statewide, and talking on a handheld mobile device is illegal in work zones. Move over or slow down when you see workers in vehicles with flashing lights along the highway. A nationwide moment of silence is planned for Friday for people who lost their lives in a work zone incident. Visit WSDOT's Work Zone Safety webpage for more tips and information. The public school open enrollment program for 2026-27 school year is open and runs through Thursday, April 30th. Parents and guardians can apply to send their children to any public school district in Wisconsin during the 2026-27 school year through the open enrollment program. Application materials and additional information on the program are available on the DPI's website. To assist in submitting open enrollment applications, a directory of public school districts is available on the DPI's website. Additional information from an open enrollment consultant is available toll-free by calling 1-888-245-2732 or by emailing openenrollment at dpiwi.gov. On April 9th, Governor Tony Evers signed Assembly Bill 759, now Wisconsin Act 240, into law, allowing recipients of the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program to obtain certain occupational credentials for high-need jobs. Wisconsin Farmers Union celebrates the signing of the bipartisan bill as it opens more workforce opportunities for DACA recipients and addresses labor shortages in our state. DACA recipients, also known as Dreamers, are individuals who arrived in the United States as children prior to 2012. Wisconsin is home to over 5,000 DACA recipients who previously faced unnecessary barriers to entering into critical professions in Wisconsin. Under Act 240, DACA recipients will now be able to work in industries with more where more workers are needed, such as nursing, teaching, trucking, and other trade occupations. WFU members advocated for the passage of AB 759 and veto of AB 24 during the annual Farm and Row Lobby Day in January 2026 and are proud to support job opportunities and protections for immigrant neighbors in Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources asked the public to check fire danger and burn permit restrictions before conducting outdoor burning activities as the spring fire season is underway and recent storms have increased the amount of debris on the landscape across much of Wisconsin. Even with the heavy rainfall and severe weather last week, there were 50 wildfires that burned over 150 acres across the state. A dry forecast this week with expected low humidity and breezy conditions, coupled with a significant number of downed trees leading to more debris burning can result in increased wildfire risk. Light fuels and vegetation dry out quickly, and wildfires can easily spread with the amount of natural fuel on the ground. If recent storms have damaged the trees on your property, take some time to assess the damage and realistically determine if you can handle the cleanup yourself or if it's time to call in some professionals. Watch for damaged branches and bent trees that could fall. Always prioritize your physical safety before attempting any cleanup activities. The DNR recommends taking flood damage debris to your local transfer station for proper disposal. In addition, many communities have brush collection services or a site where you can drop off leaves, pine needles, and branches that may have been scattered during the storms. If your property is large enough, you can create a brush pile away from buildings that could serve as shelter for wildlife. Larger pieces of hardwood can be cut out for firewood or used in campfire pits. If none of these alternatives work for your situation and your community allows for burning the material, timing the burn around periods of wet weather may be the safer choice. In Wisconsin, spring fire season typically lasts from snowmelt to green up, when the grasses are green and leaves are budding out again. Fire danger and burn restrictions can change daily this time of the year. It's important to check before burning, as fire officials will suspend burn permits as needed when the fire danger becomes elevated. Check current fire danger, wildfire reports, and burning restrictions on the DNR's website. The Wisconsin State Emergency Operations Center continues to support response efforts following severe storms and flooding this past week. The SEOC remains in contact with county and tribal emergency managers and has received reports of numerous storm impacts across Wisconsin. These impacts include houses destroyed by damaged by strong tornadoes, with flood damage to buildings, roads, culverts, and bridges. Currently, the SEOC has received 28 resource requests to support response efforts. Those requests include personnel to support sandbagging efforts, assistance with damage assessments, muck-out kits. The SEOC is currently elevated to a level 2 and is actively coordinating resources and support with several state and non-governmental partners, including Wisconsin Department of Military Affairs, Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, Wisconsin Department of Health Services, Wisconsin Department of Transportation, Salvation Army, and the American Red Cross. The SEOC urges everyone impacted by this disaster to continue receiving updates from local officials and utilize 211 Wisconsin to connect with resources or referrals for services to assist with cleanup. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is also urging caution during cleanup or assessing damage. The new Richland Center Mayor Karen Tepley and council members met last night and took care of reconfiguration matters. Ryan Cairns was unanimously voted and in as the council president. Other matters approved were a resolution designating signers on city bank accounts, which consist of the mayor, city administrator, financial officer, treasurer, clerk. A resolution designating public depositories, which include the People's Community Bank, local governmental government investment pool, Community First Bank, Richland County Bank, Royal Bank, and Westby Co-op Credit Union. Members of the council were also approved to serve on various committees and commissions. The Richland Center City Council approved dissolving the City Tourism Department and the Tourism Commission. However, a two-year agreement was approved. There will be no change in cost to the city. 70% of total room tax collected will now be forwarded to Greater Richland Tourism Corporation, rather than to the city's Tourism Commission. The city will make the Visitor Center Railroad Depot available to GRTC at no rental cost, with GRTC being responsible for the cost of utilities. In other action, the council adopted council rules, committee structure, and code of ethics for itself on a 5-1 vote, with Rachel Schultz being the lone no vote. A contract with Chrome Fireworks and Displays, LLC, for city fireworks for June 27th in the amount of $17,000. The purchase of a walk-behind floor scrubber in the amount of $3,800 using funds from proceeds from the sale of surplus city equipment. An expenditure of approximately $80,000 from the Street Projects Fund for the replacement of the Mill Street Transverse Grate and Storm Water System, and to authorize the Director of Public Works to solicit quotes and award the contract to the lowest responsible bidder. The city's participation in the 2026 Valley View Drive project in partnership with city utilities, authorizing the city's share of project cost in an amount not to exceed $191,500 for the base bid, and a temporary Class B picnic license for May 9th to Southwest Partners Richland Rejuvenates for a high mileage concert at the city auditorium. Large item pickup will be held in the city again on May 11th. The Richland County Board of Supervisors held its reorganization meeting last night. Following the spring election earlier this month, Kerry Severson was elected as the board chair with Larry Engel as vice chair. The committee on committees will meet tonight to assign board members to committees. In action items, the Richland County Board of Supervisors approved the prohibition of the use of nicotine products, tobacco products, or cigarettes in any form, including but not limited to smoking in all Richland County parks. The approval brings county parks in line with Richland Center Park's tobacco-free parks ordinance. The Board of Supervisors also discussed establishing an admission and grandstand pricing structure for the 2026 Richland County Fair, which included gate fees of $5 Fridays and Saturday, grandstand fees of $5 Friday night and $15 Saturday night, and pit gate fees of $15 Friday night and $25 Saturday night. Concerns were raised if the cost would deter families from attending. It was also mentioned that more people took advantage of the free gate, which brought more families into the fairgrounds to eat. An amendment was made to allow those 5 and under to be admitted free on Friday and Saturday. The amended resolution then passed. Richland County Administrator Tricia Clements reported that a special board meeting will be held on May 5th at 6 to provide education to the board on the possibility of a countywide ambulance system and options for ambulance services for the area served by the Richland Ambulance Service. The meeting will not have public comments, so the meeting can focus on the board gathering facts to be able to make an informed decision at a future date. She also reported that the cafe located on the Tri-County Airport is closed. The kitchen equipment no longer meets code, and the building is in need of considerable repair. The commission hired General Engineering Company to do an analysis of the building to determine the cost of renovation. They determined that it would cost between $100,000 and $200,000 to renovate. The commission decided that it was not worth doing and agreed to remove the building. Demolition is expected to be around $15,000. The Richland County Board of Supervisors will hold a special meeting next Tuesday, April 28th. Tuesday morning, Passage's Radiothon was heard on WRCO Radio. During the three-hour fundraiser, guests representing Passage's spoke about various topics. During the fundraiser, $2,000 was raised to help benefit Passage's. Passage's and WRCO would like to thank all who donated. If you were unable to donate during the Radiothon fundraiser, you can find information about how to give on Passage's website. Drug Take Back Day will be taking place nationwide Saturday, April 25th. Local law enforcement and community partners will be working hard hosting take back events in many communities. Unused and expired medications in the home can pose serious risks, which makes the event important. Area drop-off locations include the Sauk Prairie Police Department from 9 to noon, along with Richland Center Police Department, the Spring Green Police Department, Reedstown Village Hall, and Stoddard Village Hall from 10 to 2. Items accepted include prescription medications, over-the-counter medications, pills, capsules, patches, and ointments. Items not included include needles or sharps, thermometers, IV bags, and personal care products like shampoos or lotions. At the Richland Center drop-off location, the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County will be handing out free medication disposal supplies. These are easy-to-use tools that allow you to safely dispose of medications at home. Another way to reduce risk and increase safety. If you're unable to make it to any drug take-back event, there are year-round drop-off boxes available. In Richland County, locations include the Sheriff's Department, Viola Village Hall, Richland Center Municipal Building, and the Center Pharmacy. Sauk County has drop-off locations at Ho-Chunk Nation House of Wellness, the Sauk County Sheriff's Department, and Police Departments in Lake Delton, Reedsburg, Sauk Prairie, Spring Green, and Wisconsin Dells. You can find additional year-round drop-off locations online at doseofrealitywi.gov. Community members are invited to a couple meetings called Hive Mind, which will be held at the Richland Center High School East Commons Sunday from 4 to 6 and on Wednesday from 6 to 8. Hive Mind allows the public to share experiences with Richland schools past and present. Carrie Stoltz is the Director of Marketing and Communications for Richland School District.
It's just a big invitation to the community to come out and be involved and be a part of this event and kind of like encouraging our district to move in a certain direction and kind of giving feedback on what you've experienced in the district, what your kids have experienced in the district, kind of what the district has been over multiple years. We have such a breadth of experiences in our community from people who've lived here for forever and people who just have joined. I myself have only been in the district for a couple of years as an employee, but I've only lived here even since 2012. So I just don't have the experience that other people in the community do. So really getting to learn from them and have that experience and that connection and learning what the Richland School District has been and kind of what we want it to be in the future.
The Richland School District Steering Committee hopes everyone will be able to attend one or both of the sessions. Each session will have different topics of discussion and will give those in attendance an opportunity to reflect on what's working and share what you're wondering about.
Just encouraging everyone to come in and share their experiences and what they've experienced with the district and even through their kids or their grandkids. Or if you don't have any connection with the school district, how you see the school district, how you've seen our kids, how you've seen our staff, how you've interacted with them, what you hope that it is. The school district is really one of the pillars of a community. And so knowing what everyone in the community, whether you have kids or grandkids or an alum or whatever, if you have no connection at all, it's still a big part of your community. So being able to have that conversation is really important. And we're really looking forward to it and want everyone to come out.
Hive Mind will also feature performances from the bands and choirs. Food will be served and childcare provided. Share your experiences and give your input at Hive Mind Sunday, April 26th from 4 to 6 and Wednesday, April 29th from 6 to 8 at the Richland Center High School East Commons. Pre-registration is recommended and appreciated. You can register on the Richland School District website or by calling 647-6106.